Hi, this is Coming Soon to VHS. I'm Dulce.
I'm Lupita.
And I'm Hector.
Today we're going to be talking about the 1919 movie, Child's Play 2, the sequel. For Child's Play 1, I just realized I didn't watch that movie. I never watched it.
Why?
I don't know. I just think because I watched the second one more than the first one. And the first one I remember seeing glimpses.
Everything.
Yeah, they explain everything on the first in the second one, so there's no need to watch the first one, in my opinion. This movie, like I said, it came out in 1990. It went really quickly. Like, when I was younger, I thought it was like, so slow, but it actually went by super quick. Me and Hector watched it on YouTube because the whole movie is on YouTube. It's like in 14 different sections, like 5 minutes each around there. So it's pretty good.
At the in storage, I have all four movies.
All the collection?
Yeah, like Child's Play 1, 2, 3, and I think Bride of Chucky.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have Seed of Chucky just because I didn't really care for it. Mm-hmm. Not that much good killing or anything. That was probably more comedy. And then the new one came out. There was the Curse of Chucky, which didn't really make that much sense, but I still watched it, but it wasn't that good. And then there's The Cult of Chucky that just came out like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I haven't seen that one, so I'm kind of like dreading it because I don't want it to be shitty like the last two.
Yeah, I talked
and
to
Lupita to say a movie's shitty is like that movie must be shitty.
Yeah,
because Lupita sees a lot of bad movies sometimes, and it's like, why the hell are you watching
that? She watches
some B movies. They look stupid,
mm-hmm. and they are stupid.
No, but then they surprise you, and they're actually kind of good. Mm-hmm. And then there's some B movies that look stupid, or they look good, but they end up being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Like,
can't judge a book by its cover, Dulce.
Like Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
That's a funny movie.
It's dumb as hell, though.
Or like The Ranch on the Netflix series.
But that's not supposed to be scary.
No, I'm just saying that's a shitty show.
Really? I like it.
That's why.
Anyway, so, I never watched the first one. But the second one, you could basically just catch up. They just tell you basically that that Andy, who's a little kid, his mom is in insane asylum or something like that, mental hospital, because it's the... What happened was that in the first movie, they were attacked by that...
Chucky.
Yeah.
By that...
the doll.
So in the first movie, Chucky comes to life. His name is Charles. He puts his... Charles Lee Ray. And he ends up putting his spirit inside the Chucky doll. The Chucky doll comes to life. And then because of the voodoo curse, it says that the first person you tell your secret to, that's the person you have to transfer your new spirit to.
Your soul.
Yeah, your soul.
So
the first person was Andy. That's the first person he told who he was. And then basically the whole movie, the first movie, like, they go on an adventure. But Chucky doesn't, in the first movie, Chucky doesn't really talk or move or anything until, like, the very end. And then that's when, like, nobody believed him. And then the cop at the end, two cops believed that it was because they saw the dog come to life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she's in the asylum.
In the first movie, you see, like, the second movie, you see the doll being created, like, it was, I guess, burned in the first movie, Lupita? Was it burned in the first movie? Because in the second movie, you see them...
He was burnt in the fireplace in the first movie, and then he got out of the fireplace, and then he got shot.
Oh, because in the second movie... The first thing that you see is him being reconstructed.
Yeah, they're like, oh, where do we take this? And it goes, oh, just fix them.
Yeah, basically, they just fix them because the company, the good guys company, that's the one that makes the Chucky doll. But they're not actually called Chucky dolls. They're called Tommy dolls. Because if you hear them, it says, hi, I'm Tommy.
No, but it's not a Tommy doll. It's a good guy's doll.
Yeah, but the good guy's like
Every dog has its own
different name. Oh, okay.
In the commercial, it says, hi, I'm Tommy. I'm your best friend to the end.
Mm-hmm.
But every dog, it says that every dog has its own name mm-hmm. and its own, like, character to it.
Okay.
So, but it's a good guy doll.
Okay. Well, yeah. When they're reconstructing it or whatever, that's kind of creepy because you see, and the teeth look real.
They're supposed to.
Like, the face and stuff, like, they're scraping up, like, the face, and then it's, like, a metal plate of, like, a skull, And then they just basically remake him. And as soon as they're remaking him, like, when they put in the eyes, that's when, like, well, before that, you see that they just basically took the doll and, like, the president of the company or something and his assistant or whoever he is, they're talking basically about what happened in the first movie, that the lady is in the mental hospital and the kid is in foster care. And yeah, nobody believed them, so they're just gonna reconstruct the doll and then just resell him. Resell it. Yeah, and they're like, okay, good, because like that kind of fucked up our business. So then, when they're just about to put in Chucky's eyes, the machine malfunctions, and then like basically it just like the like.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about the ending?
No, well, the beginning. Oh. Like, the guy that's making the doll again, he's all like, I don't know why the machine's malfunctioning when they're trying to put in the eyes. And then when they put in the eyes, like, this light, red light comes on and then shocks the guy that's making the doll. And basically, the guy dies.
Yeah, but Chucky comes back to life.
Yeah, and then well, that's in, like, a different scene. But basically, that's
they basically rebuild him. Uh-huh. And because of that incident, Chucky woke up again. Like, yeah. He was brought to life.
And then you see, like, Andy is put in a foster care and, like, is taken in by, like, these foster parents that at first the dad's like, no, we don't want him because, you know, like, he has a lot of trauma and stuff. But then the lady warms up to him. He's like, no, we'll take him. So then they take him, and as soon as they're taking him, like, they almost got hit by the good guy's trailer, this big-ass trailer and stuff. They're like, ah! But it wasn't even their fault. Like, Hector was saying that the big-ass trailer made like
an illegal
left turn while they were still on the road, so they were almost gonna like die from that, which is basically like an omen saying like, oh, something bad's gonna happen. And then what else?
So they go home. Andy sees his new house. Basically, they're foster parents. They take in some kids. And I think the only other kid that they have is that
Kyle.
One girl.
Yeah, it's a girl. She's like 17 years old and her name's Kyle. And then, like,
Hold up. Mm. Did you just assume her gender?
Shut up. And the house is a big-ass house and it's painted like blue and pink all over. That's a freaking, I don't know, that's a weird contrast colors. To me, I don't know. It just looked weird. But I guess they wanted to make the house pop.
Or they wanted the house to be gendered neutral.
Yeah.
Fine, let's say.
Both genders?
Well, you only think there's two genders, bro?
Shut up.
Anyways.
Yeah, so then when you meet Kyle. And then as like when Andy is going through his room or his new room, he sees the Chucky doll. And he gets scared. The good guy doll. Yeah, the good guy doll. The doll, and he gets scared, and then they're like, oh, we'll just take it away because like a lot of kids have been around here or whatever, and then we just buy them whatever dolls. So then the next scene, like the guy, the assistant guy from the company, it's like raining outside, and I think because I was like, why do they need the rain? But I guess because they're trying to make it be like, oh, I'm just trying to get out of the rain and stuff, and then just because I guess he's frustrated that he takes the doll with him and he tries to shove it in like the trunk and it didn't fit, so he put it in the back seat. And basically Chucky comes to life and tells him to like
I don't know if he was going with a prostitute or he was going on a date.
No, he was going on it. It said he had just gotten like an anniversary like mm-hmm. with his girlfriend. And I forgot what anniversary, but it's day. So he's like, oh, and remember to bring champagne. And he's like, oh yeah, no problem. But
he goes to the liquor store, he buys the champagne, and then when he comes back, he ends up getting killed by Chucky.
Yeah, because Chucky, I guess there's like a car phone in his car, and like, and then Chucky used it to call the center, mm-hmm.
To see where they
placed Andy. Yeah. So then Chucky tells the assistant to go drive him to the house. The house. But I guess the assistant doesn't know like that Chucky is the doll because he is just gun.
Because he has a fake gun. He thinks that he's like getting robbed. Yeah. He goes, I just need you to take me to this address. He goes, all right, I don't have that much money. He goes, mm-hmm. And then when he's driving, that's when he realizes it's Chucky, like the doll. And then the Chucky squirts him with the gun.
With the water gun, yeah.
And he ends up like, suffocating him and killing
him. Yeah. That, when I was younger, that was the scary part for me. Like, being suffocated.
Yeah.
Because be suffocated. My dumbass, one time when I was younger, they had a big-ass bag, my parents, and I grabbed it and I got myself in there. And I was basically fucking, like, suffocating. But then I made a hole. And I was just like, ah! Trying to get out. It's because I'm dumb. This, like I said, this movie comes, like, goes, like, by really fast. What do you think about the movie, Hector?
Yeah, by really fast. No, I thought it was going to be longer, but it went by fast.
Okay, so, like, tell us about what happened next and stuff.
Okay. All I know is that you guys are saying that he got choked out by a bag, and after that, he got choked out by a bag. And
he ends
Chucky.
Up dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guy ends up dying. Obviously, Hector wasn't paying attention. He's trying to take a nap.
No, I'm listening. He got choked out by a bag. And then he got suffocated by a bag. and then she said, what about you, Hector? And then after that, he fucking, he went to go to Andy's house.
Yeah. Well, so Andy's foster mom.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
I always thought it was weird that, like, what if he was moved to a different state? Like, how was he going to get all the way over there?
He has a car.
He's a doll.
He took the car. They show that he takes the car.
Yeah.
How is he working the pedals?
I don't fucking know. They didn't show that.
And how convenient that the guy had Andy's number. Oh. Yeah, Andy's number.
I know, right?
Yeah, like, he had his file.
Oh.
That's what I'm like. That's how freaking convenient. Because why would he get it? But I guess they're trying to move it, like I said, the movie along. And they said this is like the shortest movie out of the whole franchise. Yeah.
Felt like it.
Yeah. So then, when Chucky goes into Andy's new house, he sees the old Chucky doll. I mean, the old Chucky doll. The good guy's doll. And then this day, he, like, beats it up and buries it in the backyard.
Yeah, like, he drags it to the backyard and buries it under the swing.
Yeah, because they have a swing outside. And I guess that comes to play later.
Who'd you say beats it up?
Chucky.
Oh, Chucky, yeah. For some reason, I thought you said
Andy.
Yeah, so Chucky ends up beating up the dog to take its place.
Mm-hmm.
And then he slowly starts, like, moving around in the house and start. And then he ends up talking to Andy and telling him, you know, that he's back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then, like, this, I guess he beats it up with, like, this, like, ceramic doll that has been passed down from generation to generation. And
the doll belonged to the lady.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're another troublemaker.
Well, that's the old man.
Yeah, that's the old man that said that. But they ground both of the kids because they're like, oh, one of you guys did it. And they said, it wasn't me.
So then, it was Kyle.
No. And then because they're grounded, Kyle and Andy end up like getting along with each other, you know, like trying to
pass
the time together. Yeah.
Do you think Toy Story ripped off Chucky?
No.
No, I mean, it's not like freaking Woody is killing people.
No, but his name is also Andy.
So? It's a common name.
Not that common. You would think they'd just mix up the name.
Andrew?
That's the same as Andy, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm asking the questions Andrew that no one wants to ask.
Exactly. No one wants to ask because they're dumb.
All right. Go back to it.
Okay.
And, they blame Andy for it because he's like, oh, Chucky did it. And he goes, the doll is not real. And then they grab the doll and they throw it in the basement.
Oh, that was something else. That was when they find that it's the Chucky, tied up Andy in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
They tied him up in the bed and then it's the Kyle sneaks in through his window. And then she basically interrupts Chucky while he's performing the ritual. Yeah. And then,
because he's all tied up and shit.
Yeah, he's all tied up. And then they blame Kyle for it. And it's like, no, that wasn't me. So then the dad gets mad and he's like, that's it. I'm going to, like, he's like, it's not real. And they drop him in the attic. And what else? Andy knows that he's like a, like, he knows that the parents kind of, I know the parents, but the dad doesn't really want him because of the trauma,
the
whatever.
The step.
Yeah, well, the foster.
Foster parents.
that they don't want him. So that's why he's trying. Like, yeah. He's trying to be, like, a good kid and stuff like that. When he saw the good guy's doll, he saw that the good guy's doll had batteries. He's like, okay, I'm going to pretend, you know, that I like it or whatever so the parents won't kick me out. But that's Chucky. Like, yeah. He's waiting, I guess, for the right moment. So then when Andy goes to school, as the Chucky sneaks into
the classroom,
the bus, like, he's under the bus.
Oh, yeah. That fucker can get in through anywhere.
Like, I'm surprised nobody's seen, like, a walking doll and, like, oh,
my God. In the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so Andy, I mean, he's just there, like, trying to, what Andy's playing outside is
I guess they took a test and he found.
I think it was, like, homework or something.
Homework, the test, whatever. The teacher was grading it. She got called out. She left the room. Chucky groaned. She said something about a fat bitch.
No, like, fuck you, bitch.
He wrote fuck you, bitch on Andy's paper. In a different handwriting, different pen.
It was in red, like, crayon or something. But, like, yeah, when I don't know why she was, like, looking through the paper. Then she saw it said fuck you, bitch. And then she's like, so then she, like, she's like, no, you're going to get detention or whatever. And then,
which doesn't make sense, because why would he do the work and then put fuck you bitch on top?
Yeah. Like, he tried. You can tell he tried. He's like, I'm just going to ruin it by putting that. Yeah. But, like, Andy sees that the doll, like, Chucky is there. So then the teacher grabs the Chucky doll and locks it in the closet and then locks Andy in the room. And I was just like, dude, you can't do that. When she comes right back, like,
I know, that fucking bitch. Who locks kids in a closet?
Yeah, you can.
Not a closet.
No, in the closet, in the classroom. She locked Chucky in the closet.
Oh, there you go.
But, like, you can't do that. So Andy escapes through the window. And then when the teacher comes back, she's all like, she thinks that Andy's in the closet, which is weird because it's, like, freaking locked.
With the key that she took?
Yeah. And then,
but the little kid can, like, magically, like,
open the,
like,
door.
Smart enough to, like, unlock.
In that short time. And then the teacher gets killed by Chucky with the what's it called? Like a tire, like a bike tire, what's it called?
Tire?
Like, pump.
Pump.
Air pump. But he, like, doesn't he, like, stab her with it? Like, stab her and puts air in her body or something?
Yeah, but if you have anywhere, like, air anywhere in your, like,
blood. So she was going to die no matter what because.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so he ends up killing the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ends up following Andy back to the house.
Yeah.
And I don't know how he got there without being seen.
Yeah, because they're the, like, middle of the day. Because the teacher gets mad at him or whatever. And so he calls the parents. She calls the parents. And then it's that when the parents, like, see Andy, like, he's back from school, they're like, oh, your teacher's mad at you. And he's like, well, Chucky, like, did it or whatever.
Wait.
But he's still in the attic.
No.
Basement.
Did she die?
In the basement. Yeah, she died. The lady killed. Maybe she went to go call the parents. Maybe.
She probably went to go, like, call the parents, and then she came back to see, to find Andy. Mm-hmm.
Do they ever talk about the teacher being dead?
No.
No.
That seems like a loophole.
They just say, yeah. Like,
they're only with school for one day.
Yeah. Well, this movie takes place in 3 days.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's quick.
Must have been Friday.
And then.
When she died.
No, like, it could.
Well, I don't know. But then when he gets home, Andy gets home, and then Chuck is already still, like, face down in the basement. He's like,
yeah.
How the fuck did he get here so fast when Andy was running and he had to kill a person?
And how does he know where they live?
He, like, was on the bus.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't see streets. But somehow he was there because the other good guy's doll was already buried.
Yeah. So then, what's his face? Kyle tells Andy that he should stick up for himself or whatever to be strong. So then he's like, you know what? I'm going to just, he grabs what's it called? The
Carver.
Yeah, like the turkey carver, and is looking for him in the basement, and he can't find him. And it's funny because when he's looking for him in the secadora, what's it, in the dryer, and he puts the knife in the clothes. Yeah, I thought he's like stepping, he's just he's basically like ruining the clothes. He's like, fuck it.
He's like, if he's in here, I'm gonna cut him.
And then basically Chucky finds him, and then they start to, like,
fight in the basement.
Yeah. But then The foster dad. Yeah, the foster dad. He's like, oh, I hear a noise. So he goes down in the basement, and then he sees Andy with the carver.
And then he's like, give me the carver, give me the carver. Yeah. And as he's walking down the steps, Chucky cuts his leg.
With, like, this hook or whatever that they had in the basement. And he lands wrong, and he basically dies.
He snaps his neck.
Yeah. So then the parent, I mean, then the police officers come and stuff, and then because they're like, they think that Andy did it, and they take Andy away. Well,
they think that Andy did it. It's like the wife was like, oh my God, he died. It's all because of you. And she called the ambulance. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, it's not his fault that he fucking fell and snapped his neck.
Yeah, he didn't do it. But I mean, they weren't there to like see it. But then, yeah, so then they take away Andy to the foster place again, to the center. And then, what's her face? Kyle grabs the Chucky doll and throws it in the trash. So then when she's, like, swinging the swing, she's just swinging and swinging at night. And then while she's swinging, like, she's, like,
kicking her feet on kicking the dirt.
Yeah. And that's when she sees that there's something in the dirt, and she pulls it out, and it's the good guy's doll. And then he's like,
they already threw away the
Chucky. She's like, what the fuck did I throw away then? So she looks at the trash can, and there's nothing there. So she's like, oh, shit. So she goes back into the house.
Well, she looks at the window, and she sees the light on, and, like, the sewing machine.
I didn't notice that.
How did you not notice that?
Because I was too busy writing.
And then she's, like, looking around, and then all of a sudden you hear, like, the sewing machine, and she looks up, the window is, like, lit, and he goes, oh, my God, what the fuck? And then she goes, and she checks, and that woman was killed with, like, her knitting shit.
Yeah, I don't even know how she was killed, because the scarf that she made for Kyle is wrapped around her, but there's also blood around her neck. And then I was just like, was she?
Maybe he
either twisted strangled her hard, and then like it, or and then he or slit her throat and then covered her. I don't fucking know. The point is she was dead.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh my God, Andy, because they end up taking Andy away, and then they took him back to foster care.
Wait, before this. Kyle looks for something in the kitchen. She finds this, like, knife thing. And she goes and looks for the lady. Mm-hmm. And also the doll. And that the knife is very prominent. Like, she tries to, like, fight Chucky with the knife. Mm-hmm. And I think Chucky takes the knife, no?
Not yet.
Because doesn't he use the knife later on?
That's in the first movie.
No, in this one. I forgot what knife it was. I think it was that knife, yeah. Because at the end when they're in the factory, he grabs the knife, takes off the bottom of it, the handle, and shoves it in his...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the knife, it's like later on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But she took that knife
and then... She took it with her. She ended up taking it with her, but that was after she found out that the woman was dead.
Yeah. So then,
Then she found out the woman was dead, the foster mom, and then she goes in the car to go get Andy because he was right about the doll being evil. And so Chucky had the knife and threatened her to keep driving and to drive him to Andy. So he started driving, and then they got pulled over. He goes saying anything stupid and blah, blah, we'll kill you. And then they kept driving, and then she ended up putting on her seatbelt, and then she went really fast, and first of all, the doll. Our doll could not break the windshield.
Yeah.
But apparently they treated the doll like a body.
Yeah, because she even...
Well, he had a metal skull. Huh? He had a metal skull.
Skull? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's true. So it could happen. He could just been like, pa.
Yeah, well, it did happen.
Yeah. Because
he went flying through, and then she's like, oh, shit. And then she ends up backing up, and she ends up driving to get Andy. She goes to the foster care, to the home. She ends up breaking Andy out, and then they end up going to the toy factory.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter how they go there. They just get there. But yeah, in the whole factory, basically, I guess there's only one person working there because it's at night.
Yeah, it's a security guard.
It's not even a security guard because it's a guy that fixes the machines or something. Because when the machine with the eyes, like, stops working, he goes in and he fixes it and then he gets, like, eyes. But I would think, do you think that you could die just by putting eyes on yourself?
If they're shoved into your face, yeah.
Yeah?
Because they're connected to your brain.
I guess you can
probably die of shock.
I guess so. I don't know. I'm like, that's a... If anything, it would probably just be like a... You'd be unconscious or something.
No, I don't think you could die from it. You'd be like, ow, my eyes.
It's a medical... St- through shoving something in there, mm-hmm. so it won't ever come out, mm-hmm. it goes to the brain.
Okay. Mm. Well, yeah, the whole thing at the factory is just like a big old...
Basically, there's a bunch of Good Guy dolls everywhere. That's like the only thing they make.
Yeah. And they're when they're trying to get out of it, it's like basically a big old maze.
Yeah.
And then,
to me... Which I don't know how somebody can work in yeah. those conditions.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's a,
yeah,
it's,
call HR.
And, yeah, the but whole, it was like in a yeah. big maze of, like, Good Guy dolls, which somehow Chucky ends up going there, knowing that they're there somehow, going there and then tracking them down. He ends up killing the security guard.
Wait, why did they go into there, though?
Because it was open.
Okay.
Because they're running away and they're like...
They basically wanted a place to hide.
Yeah. So then he goes there. But that's, like, when I was younger, that's the part that scared me. The one where, when he melts with the plastic.
Well, not yet.
Yeah. So let's get there. Basically, what happens, they're fighting off Chucky.
Get in the chopper.
Oh, no, this is what happens first. Chucky does the spell, right? He does the spell, and then, like, all these big-ass clouds come out, you know? So he does the spell, and then it turns out that he's been in the doll body for way too long. So now he's part of the doll. Like, he can't be human anymore.
Yeah, he can't be human anymore because he took too long.
Yeah. So now he's like, fuck, you know?
He's like, no, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah. So now, yeah, that's when Andy and Kyle run away from him. And then while they're running away, like, they see, like, all these things that are happening. They try to exit because they see that through the ice machine, there's an exit sign. They're like, oh, you know, the door that says exit or whatever. They're like, okay, let's go through there. So then they go through there, but they find out that it's not, doesn't open or something.
Bless yeah.
you. Thank you.
So Chucky gets on the little thing, he tries to go, and then he ends up getting caught, and, like, his hand comes off.
No. What happens is they go up the machine. Up the machine, Kyle and Andy go up the machine, and then it's the...
Chucky grabs them, right?
Yeah, Chucky, and then Chucky is right behind them. When Chucky goes up to them, like, where they are, it's the... Kyle grabs this thing and locks it, so then his hand gets stuck there. So
then he ends up ripping his hand.
Yeah, and ripping his hand, and then that's when he puts the blade in there, and then it's the... So then he's, like, running around and stuff, and then Kyle and Andy see that. By accident, they push this one button, and all the dolls go in reverse. And then this thing.
You missed the part that when he chopped off his hand, that he put the knife. That's when he put the knife.
Oh, yeah, he put the knife on.
He
ends
up putting the knife in there, so now he has a knife hand.
Yeah. And so then the machine goes in reverse, and then you see when it's in reverse, like, they're all melted parts together. So then they push the button again, so now they fixed it, and then it goes back in the same order. And then,
Chucky goes in mm-hmm. into the machine, and he gets, like, hands and legs glued on him.
Yeah.
And then they're like,
So they think, okay, it's over, like, we're done.
Because he, like, gets all melted, because they keep doing it back and forth constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So they keep shoving eyes in him, they keep putting hands on him, mm-hmm. and then finally he just stays still
mm-hmm.
while he's, like, bleeding and, like, completely fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, it's over. And they start trying to find an exit. And I don't know where Chucky comes crawling. And he's like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. And that's when they open, like, this big valve, like an mm-hmm. emergency valve.
Well, yeah, but he shoves his knife into the machine like this. So he's stuck. So he gets stuck. And then it's the, yeah.
Oh,
so
then he cuts a hose by accident.
Yeah, he cuts the hose by accident. And then, yeah, so then Andy... Yeah, puts the valve thing Andy. With the melted... I think it's plastic, no?
Yeah, plastic.
Plastic, yeah. So he gets all melted. Ah! That's the part that freaked me out when I was little. I'm like, oh my God.
Like, but, not plastic.
Yeah, but then he's still, like, alive. So then Kyle shoves the air hose that he just cut into his mouth. And that's when he explodes. And then it was over.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like I said, it was a pretty quick movie. Like... It went by really fast, and, yeah, like, I remember it being more scarier, but I think it was because I saw it when I was really little. But now it's just like, okay, whatever. But, yeah, I liked it. Do you guys have any...
It's one of my favorite movies.
What about you, Hector?
1, 2, and every now and then 3. 3 has its parts.
I don't like 3.
I know you don't like 3, but every now and then 3 has its parts.
And it changes throughout the years, Ilsa.
Yeah, I remember the... Like I said, I didn't see the first one. I saw the second one. The second one, to me, stays with me. The third one, I saw it a lot, but I didn't like it. I don't like the actor playing Andy. It
changed.
His face.
They should have just left him alone.
Bugs me. And it's the same guy from Susie Q.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Wasn't he also in The Luck of the Irish? Oh, wait, No. That was somebody.
He was in other things, too. Like, he was very, like, he got a lot of work in the 90s. I remember his face was everywhere. Not everywhere, but in a lot of things that I would watch. And then the fourth one was the one with the Bride of Chucky,
mm-hmm.
right? And that was with Katherine Heigl. Then I remember watching that movie too. And not Jason Ritter. Not Jason Ritter. What the heck's his name? Ritter, the dad from... Not Jason.
But you're talking about the Diddler?
Not the Diddler.
No,
no.
The Diddler's not in there.
Is it Jason Riddler?
No. Hold on.
I really, really, really like Chucky movies. The new ones, not so much.
I haven't seen any of them, except for this
John Ritter, there you go. John Ritter. John Ritter was in that one.
Ditto yes or ditto no?
No. He was a good guy. He's the guy from Eight Simple Rules, remember? From Day
Yeah, he was a good guy. R.I.P.
He was
a cop.
Yeah, he was. And
the
he
Uncle
was,
Cop.
Yeah, wow. And then he was, like, killed in the thing with the nails. Car. Oh, that freaked me out.
Because you should never get rid of a classic, that knife. Chucky knife.
But, yeah, I remember that movie more. And also, like, Alexis Arquette, when he got his what's this thing? The lip ring? Taken out, and he just started bleeding. Like, ugh. Yeah. So, what would you give this movie?
David Arquette.
I also gave him a David Arquette.
I like his name, first of all. Secondly, I like when the...
He just said David Arquette like nothing. Okay.
Because in the movie, because you reminded me of the Bride of Chucky, where in the movie where he's just like, check it out, and he goes, what is it? You mean, who is it? Okay, who is it? You mean, who was it? And he goes, bitch, just answer the question.
But why'd you say David Arquette?
Because you said David Arquette.
No, I said Alexis Arquette.
Oh, well... Alexis Arquette.
Well, if we're doing out of Arquettes, I give this movie a David Arquette.
Okay. Anyways, Alexis Arquette. That's, like, that part of the movie I really like from Bride of Chucky. But I will show this to Alex, because I already showed him the first one.
You did?
Yeah, me and him were watching Child's Play, the first one.
And he was definitely watching it.
Yeah, he probably.
Actually, he was sitting there with me because of the colors. They use a lot of reds, so the red attracts him a lot.
I wonder for what? I wonder what they use the red for.
Blood?
Duh.
That and Chucky's hair, his clothes has red.
Oh, yeah, his hair. So what would you give this?
A 5.
Out of 5?
Mm-hmm.
I would give it a 3.5 out of 5. Just because it went by really, like, the pace was good.
Not enough Arquette.
There was no Arquette in this movie.
That's why I got 3.5.
Oh, no. What would you give it, Hector?
I'll give it a 4 because it was definitely watchable.
Mm-hmm. Would you watch it again?
Yes.
Well, not like I'm not like, hey, let's watch it. But like, if it's on and I can't find the remote,
and my phone's not near me. Would you watch it with the lights on?
It wasn't scary. Like now, it's not scary. Now it's not scary. But I remember when I was little, I was freaking scared. Yeah. So that's a good movie.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the next movie that we're gonna watch. Hector has never watched this movie, Lupita. The first Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. He's never seen it.
You've never.
How many times do I have to tell you? I've seen most of these fucking movies.
Then why do you?
She doesn't remember a single word. I said I've seen them. I just don't remember them. And she's all like, he has never seen any movie.
I know you never saw Child's Play.
No.
This one, yeah.
Okay. So. Wait, have you seen it? You've seen it, right? Austin Powers, the first one?
Yes, I've seen all of them. I just don't remember them.
Yeah, okay. So...
This Austin is over here like, he hasn't seen anything.
I thought you were going to say... Because you told me you want to see Susie Q.
Yeah, but that one we could do later.
I actually like that movie.
Me too. But
Kimberly, the Pink Ranger.
Yeah. But we could
do also wearing a shitload of pink in that movie. That was like her only cover. Yeah.
But yeah, we're gonna do the first Austin Powers movie. Just because I already what's it called? I recorded it.
Oh, on the TV?
Yeah. I DVR'd it. And I was just like, damn, I missed this movie.
Because it's a funny movie. Yeah. You know which movie? I think it's hilarious still. The second Austin Powers, especially the part where he goes, the fall will kill us both, Powers! And then like, ah! And then he falls, and then they both survive. And then she's like, you can't win, Powers. He goes, why won't you die? She got shot, she got stabbed, yeah. She got bazooka, she got thrown off a building, and she still won't die. Yeah. That's my favorite fucking part in the whole movie. He just like looks at her like, why won't you die? And the bazooka was like still launched in her stomach. That's funny. Okay, yeah. So the first movie.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's it. Do you, any shout outs?
Very regular. EXO, GOT7, Girl Generation. 17 is a new K-pop band that I got into. They have really good songs. Then 17. What's the other one? I think it's called VIX.
Mm-hmm.
VIXX.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some movie. Oh, The Gifted. The X-Men kind of thing, Gifted.
Oh.
The new show.
Fox?
On Fox. That's a really fucking good show.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of Kitchen Nightmares. Just because it's like Bar Rescue and mm-hmm. I like those shows. Because they make people look stupid. And Gordon Ramsay's funny.
Oh.
Stop looking at my mirror.
Yeah. Stop looking at my mirror.
They're not going to get what the fuck we just met.
I'm looking forward to the new Thor movie.
Oh, me too.
We're going to go to Vegas on the weekend that it comes out mm-hmm. for two reasons. One, anniversary / birthday.
Whose?
My name.
Anniversary of what?
My wedding anniversary.
That's in December.
Oh, well, then what movie am I talking about?
I don't know.
There's a movie that comes out in December. Is it Star Wars?
I don't know. I don't watch Star Wars.
I don't like Star Wars.
Oh.
Star Wars, I think Star Wars comes out in December because Danny was looking at the tickets. Mm-hmm. And that's the one that is going to come out, I think, in
mm-hmm.
December.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were going to watch it here in IPIX, but I guess we're going to watch it over there. So never mind. But I am excited about the movie, though.
I was just like, what the fuck? You're going to watch it a month after?
Yeah, you go to Vegas
you're
a
like,
month early?
Your birthday and anniversary? Oh, yeah. Like, we're
no,
gonna
another reason
November.
We're going is to celebrate Angel and Janet's first year anniversary.
Oh.
Wait, so is this in November or December?
December, and then Danny Hedges gonna watch our house.
Oh. Yeah, but I'm just gonna like, you know, look at it.
He's gonna go look at it, get the mail, and then come back.
I don't know about the mail, I'm gonna watch it.
Well, I don't know if you wanna stay there.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I'll put a camera across the street. Like, hey, it's not moving.
No,
so
but I'm looking forward to the Thor movie.
Me too. I can't wait for it.
Next week.
Yes, next week.
Next week, nice.
Next year.
But knowing me, you know what? I'm probably going to watch it, like, during the week. Like,
That's what I was playing, too. Less people.
Yeah, less people.
I can enjoy it.
Because if I watch it during the weekend, oh, you can barely get seats. Last time, I forgot what movie I went to go watch. I think it was Guardians of the Galaxy. And we were watching like this. Like, they can't see.
How do you watch it? Like this or like this?
We're watching basically on, like, the third row.
At the front. So we were looking up at the screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes more sense.
You gotta explain this. They don't know where we're looking at.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know what I'm wearing.
Oh, yeah, Lupita's gonna go to, what
Comic-Con.
No, it's not Comic-Con. It's called
L.A. Comic-Con. They changed it.
It's called Comic-Con?
It used to be Kamikaze. Mm-hmm. Stanley's Kamikaze, but they changed it to L.A. Comic-Con.
Okay. Well, she's gonna go to that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And she's gonna dress up as who?
Come Raven. On, Lutza.
Raven from Teen Titans.
Raven Simone from...
No!
That's a Raven.
It's Raven from Teen Titans, and I'm wearing the wig.
So she's wearing the purple wig right now.
And her husband's going to go as Corey Baxter from Corey in the House.
Danny's going to go as a dude that's wearing a t-shirt.
Oh, so nothing...
So Corey Baxter.
No. Yeah. He could be Corey Baxter.
No, he has a bunch of superhero t-shirts. I think he's going to wear a Robin.
Okay.
And then... I think Anthony might be Nightwing.
Mm-hmm.
Either Nightwing or Bruce Lee. And then Angel and Jenny.
What about Steven Seagal?
No, he didn't want to be Steven Seagal this year. Oh,
well, that's funny. I'd be honored to be training with Steven Seagal.
It's because he loves Steven Seagal.
He does.
And then we'll explain the joke why it's funny, Hector.
Well, basically, he just said, I'd be honored to be trained by Steven Seagal.
Because this one comedian was making fun of him. And then that's
and
what
he got upset. That
he got so mad. He's all like, what? Why would that be a joke? He's a trained martial artist. I'll be honored.
Anyways, anyone you guys want to...
Want to what?
Give a shout out to.
Oh, okay. So, my turn.
So, I'm going to give... a list.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing shout outs. Okay.
I don't want to spend all fucking day here, so I have to get ready for work.
Okay, that's true. Okay, so shout out.
Hold on, let me go first since you're going to take the longest.
Okay, go ahead.
Where are you going? Can your list?
No.
No, it's a squirrel.
It's called. So, I want to give a shout out to Ghosted, a new TV show on Fox. That's pretty funny. It's pretty good too, it's entertaining. American Vandal on Netflix. It's about a guy who draws dicks.
I saw that.
Yeah, it's a good show. And
isn't it like they framed the guy for
drawing dicks.
Say for murder. for drawing dicks. And fun fact, that movie, that show was filmed in the school that I used to work at, Reseda.
And then there was another one. Let me give me a second.
Well, one of the shout outs I would like to shout out is The Good Place. It's still such a good ass show. Also, Nathan For You. That's such a freaking funny show. Like, I DVR it because I'm working at night.
So, doing what? Doing what?
Not as a prostitute, as a teacher.
Yeah. So,
as dressed as a teacher for her prostitutes.
Anyway. So,
you can be this.
I've been watching Nathan For You. It's so freaking funny. Like every time I watch it, I always forget how
Jenny
funny this
is fake.
What do you mean it's fake?
Jenny thinks Nathan For You is fake.
No, it's all real. It's all real. It's just that it's so awkward
that it seems fake.
Like, I remember watching
my friend said the same thing. He said, I showed some friend, and he goes, this is so stupid, man. It's like, they're all acting. And I'm like, no, these are all real people. Yeah. And he's like, what? And then he loved it.
Yeah, because it's so funny. He did one about, I'm not going to spoil it, but he did one about smoke detectors. And so he tried to put the smoke detector, market it as a musical instrument. And then, that made me bust up laughing when I saw in the commercial. Because they're just like doing the instrument. And then the guy's like, beep. And it was so funny.
That's funny. You just been thinking about that. I haven't even seen it.
Dude, that made me laugh so fucking much. I was just like, I had to replay it and replay it because it was so funny.
And that's when shout out to The Walking Dead. It's a good show.
Oh yeah, The Walking Dead came back. So happy for that. So yeah. So I think that's it. Like, I can't think of anything right now. But just Nathan For You, The Good Place, Superstore is also really good. It came back. All our shows basically came back. The Flash and
The Goldbergs.
The Middle is their final season.
Yeah, it's a good show, bro.
Yeah. Speechless, like I said.
The Mick.
Yeah, The Mick is good too.
Empire.
I don't watch that one.
Me either.
On This Is Us, so like crying. Like I was watching.
So like cry?
Yeah. It's so funny because in this week's episode, I was just like, okay, this is not going to make me cry, like whatever. And then when it was over, I felt something on my cheek and I took off my glasses and it's like tears running down. I was like, oh, I guess I did cry. So, yeah.
Anyways.
So Gotham's back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gotham is back.
This season's okay, but I feel like it's going to get better.
Should get better.
Yeah, it usually does.
It's always slow in the first episode when it comes back.
Honestly, I think...
And they hit you at the end.
Yeah, but I feel like this one's just like... I think last season they did a really good job, and this one they're like, where do we go from here? But they're getting there.
Slowly.
All
right. Okay. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. So next time you will hear us, we're going to be talking about the first Austin Powers, and that's it.
You haven't seen it?
I've seen it.
So I think that's it, right? That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is Dulce.
This is Lupita.
And this is Hector.
And you'll hear us next time. Okay, bye.
Reggae.